Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Lech Lecha, Tovshin Pei. There's a story of two brothers, each one with a big mishpacha with a lot of kids, that decided they're going to take a trip, each one in his car, all the way up north in Eretz Yisrael. They lived all the way down south, and they're going through the desert in the Negev, and both of them had a problem that they miscalculated, and they didn't have enough delek, they didn't have enough gas, and they're 2 kilometers away from the gas station, and somehow with the moifsim and a little bit of tircha and walking taka quite a while, they brought delek for the cars, and then they came to the gas station, and one of the mishpachas got out and started dancing around gevaldik besimcha at Baruch Hashem. They found the delek and now everything's good, and they stayed there, and the other mishpacha said, shachachta, you forgot. Hare, we have a trip over here and we're headed somewhere. The matara wasn't to get to this gas station. We had to just get delek in order to go on the trip. You forgot that we're headed somewhere. We're on the day to Tveria. Moshel amad avar doime, because in Chodshei Elul and Avada Koshke and Tishrei is a time when a Yid has to be refuel and reignite his shaychus with the Rabbeinu Shloim and his avodas Hashem, and he takes besimcha when he goes through this process and gets to atarei saladas ki Hashem u'alekim. Oh, but you can't forget that the matara is chodesh cheshvin kislev tevis v'chulei. But cheshvin, when it's merachshin sfasayu, when it's still the teva of the tefilos and the Torah that we try to accomplish by Tishrei, it wasn't a matara kishalatzmoy, it was taka tishtelavek, that now on our lech lecha, on our trip through the year, you don't stop by the gas station. Now we're first fueled up and we're ready to go on the trip. A person has to remember that. I saw in the Ar Gedal Yo, he says, on the concept of Asar Nisim Nisnasa Avram Avinu, that the Yisoid of the Nisyonis, Sefer Avram Avinu, and Be'etzim he's called Avram Avinu because we go in this derech of being Omid the Nisyonis, the Yisoid of being Oymed in the Nisoyon is to be moitzi something mikoyach al apoyel. The emesis it already says in Bereishis, Eile told us Shemayim v'haaretz bihi bar om. Bihi bar om is the oisis Avram. Because the emes in the Tchilas Habri already, it was munach that is supposed to be this Avraham. But he had to go through the Nisoyonis and bring out this mikoyach al apoyel. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Achois lanu ketano v'shadayim ein lo. That's Avram Avinu. Before the Nisyonis, he was like the little sister. He didn't get through the process yet. Is the day of the Nisoyin. And as the Pasuk continues, the Medrash Darshans, if Avram Avinu will rise to the Nisoyin and say, yes, I'm like I'm a wall, Ani Choymo, Meshodike Megdolos, he says Ani Choymo, so then, Taka, you'll be able to build on this, the ganzi yisoid of Klal Yisrael. Avalim delasi, the pasuk continues. If he's not going to be oimid, it's going to be dal. So then the pasuk says it's going to be like an erez, nitzoyer aleh luach erez, that it's going to be mistashtesh, it's going to fall apart. Just taste Avram Avinu, by the original nisoyin, by Ur Kastim, it was Taka that bechina. It was make it or break it. Ani choyma, he had to decide then and say that I'm taka going to stand up and be oimin and that nesayin. And everyone has to realize that there's always that yoim sheyeduber boy, there's always that time, that moment when it's a crucial time in the process of his lech lecha. He brings also the pasuk says in Kehelis, al toimer mahayu shahayomim harishayim ayu toivim mi'ela, ki loy michoch masha'alta alze. So he says it with Derek Drash, a person sometimes says to himself, what happened to the good old days? I'm all I feel that I used to be, have more koiches, more shaykhis, more of a bren, more of a yecholus. Kiloy me chochma. It's not because then you were smarter or better or you had the koiches. Sha'alta alze. It was borrowed. It was lent to you. You have to realize the koiches that were given you, that you think that, oh, I'm always the good days. It wasn't because it was your own chochma. It was sha'alta alze. It was lent to you. You were given those koiches. A person has to know to go, to be oymed on the Yoim Sheyeduberboy and to grab the opportunity. Now it says Be'emes by Avram, originally it was Achois Lanu Ketana, Zu Avram Avinu She'icha Es Kol Boi Oilam V'Shadayim Ein La Loi Heiniku Loi Torah V'Lei Mitzvahs. Avram Avinu was before the Musig of Torah Mitzvahs. Be'emes says this, Fasemes writes, he says, Haid a Yid Mibnei Bonav of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, he's not that Bechin of Shadayim Ein La. Shadayim is Shakai Loshin Rabim. Every Yid has a Bris Mila, which Bris Mila is Ani Kel Shakai His Halich Lefani V'Heyei Tomim. And also Torah, The bris of Loshon of Torah is Shakai. Avraham Avinu was Shakayim, Shadayim Eimla. He didn't have those two dargas of Shakai. We already Mibnei Avraham Avinu. We already can be Oymin or Nesoyin because he went through his process. So Ma'arit HaGazach, there's a story of the Yeshua Siyankiv. So he once had a shir, a gevaldik shir, and someone came over after the shir and said, listen, the shir was very good, a pilpul, everything understood. There's a problem. I don't even have a muna. I'm not bikiris. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in the Rabbanish land of Bechlal. So the Yeshua Siyankiv grabbed him. He says, bring a Rambam. He brought a Rambam, Hilchis Mado. He opens up the Rambam. I'm a first Rambam that is a Bari Oilam. The Raivi doesn't argue. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't argue. The Lech Mishnah. Everyone agrees. Alazan and Maskin. How could you not have a muna? It's a first Rambam when the Raivi thinks a Chnisht. Yeah, but Avraham Avinu didn't have that Rambam. Avraham Avinu was the Achos Lanuktana. He was the one, the pioneer before that Musig. And then it says, we know that Avraham Avinu had Asura Nesiyonis, but the original one, the one that's mentioned the least, Mamash only Beremez, was Ur Kasdim. It's mentioned at the end of Noach, and again, it's mentioned a few times. The Ur Kasdim, Asher Haitzei Sicha Me Ur Kasdim, the Pasuk says. That's comparable to Asher Haitzei Sicha Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Ur Kasdim, if you want to compare it to the Asura Mamoris, the Esra Nesiyonis, to the Asura Mamoris, Ur Kasdim is the Bereshis Baro Lekim, Bereshis Nami Mimer. In the Aseret Adibris, it's a Noichi Hashem Alekecha. It's a Hakdoma that everything stands on that. Before that, Avraham Avinu, in his Bechina of Avraham Avinu, was Noitzar, Yesh Me'ayin. That's when he was created. Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or, that's the Or Kasdim of Avraham. And when he stood up to that first Nesoyin, from that was able to come everything else. And for them comes Taka the Lech Lecha. The Ur Kasdim was even before Lech Lecha. The Ur Kasdim is Pashat the Bria of Bihi Bar Om. And then we start with the Lech Lecha. That is very interesting. In the Lech Lecha, by the Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu leaving Beis Aviv, it says Lech Lecha. By the Nesoyin of Anakeda, all the way at the end, when it talks about the last Nesoyin, that also it says Lech Lecha. The Mefarshim Shtel and the Medrashim Shtel, which is a different Lech Lecha, which is a starker Lech Lecha. Now each Nesoyin is with its process and with its Pratim. But if we can Shtel on the Nekuda, the Lech Lecha of Akeda is a pu'ula, that's a 1 minute thing. You have to actually go and do it. Shech Tesson, the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha is the Nesoyin of the Ganse Leben, of Tog Teglich every single day with the trials and tribulations of every single day. And you have to know that Gam Mizeh v'Gam Mizeh al Tanach Yadecha v'Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil. Bakoil is Beis Chof Lamed, Beis Lech Lechas. Avraham Avinu got Lech Lecha is 100. He got 100 on the test, but because he was Oymed in both Sugim of Nesoyin. Besides the Etzem Nesoyin of Anichoyma v'Shodik HaMegdolis that he Shtel Davek Behi Barom, that he is Avraham, that was Ur Kasdim. But then even weiter in the Hemshech of the Nesoyinus, he was Bakoil, Sayin, the Nesoyin of the Yoim, V'Yoim, every day and every detail, and to live Al Kiddush Hashem, and then separately was the Lech Lecha, the Mesiris Nefesh of willing to, by the Akedah, is the Kepshutei Mesiris Nefesh. Now Avraham Avinu, we have also here in the Milchamas, but it's part of this process. He goes with his 318 Yeladim. He fights the Milchama with the Shin Yud Ches. Rashi brings, some say it means Eliezer. Eliezer is Gematria 318. The other pshat is that it's literally that he fights with his 318 Yelidei Beisai. Siach, Shin Yud Ches, is the Lashon of Tefillah. The first thing is that Avraham Avinu went with a Gevaldik, a Koyach of Tefillah. We spoke the other week that Noach also was in the Teva. The Teva means every person could go into a Teva, a word of Tefillah, the Teva that's in the Beis Knesses. But Avraham Avinu, who at the age of 75 is Gematria B'tochen, Avram, without the Hey, Avram plus B'tochen plus 75, that's 318. Avram, with the Schus of his B'tochen, came to the Darga of Siach. Siach is Ein Sicha Elo Tefillah. But it's more than Tefillah, there's also another Nekuda. The Reb Tzadok talks about Avraham Avinu wasn't Miyayish. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old. Sarah Bas Tishim. There's so many things going against him by the Melcham of the Melochim. Avraham Avinu was not Miyayish. And the side of this Nakud, that's fascinating, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Flamen Aleph, the Gemara brings a famous story. Ahisafta, that the Rabbanan stole the Eitzim of her Sukkah. And she started complaining to the Reish Galusa, they stole my wood. He said, Lamaisa, there's a Torah already of Tekonis Meirish. But she was complaining, and in the Gemara of this, she says, I'm complaining because I'm a great granddaughter, I'm an Enochal of Bas Avrom that had 318 soldiers. What's the Shaykhis? Because they were saying, since it's Tekonis Meirish and it was Gezel, but she was already Miyayish. And I'll see if maybe they'll pay her back the money of the value of the Eitzim. The Demei Eitzim, but Lamais did not chayv because she was Miyayish. Her retort back is, no, I'm a Bito Shel Avram Avinu. Yiyush, Rabbi Isaiah, 317. Yir Aleph of Shin. Avram Avinu is Me'al Yiyush. He has 318. Siach, Tefillah, Emuna, Betochen. He's not Miyayish. They were saying she has to be Miyayish on the Eitzim, and they don't have to pay her. She says, no, Ani Bito Shel Avram Avinu that had 318. The 318 represents Hecher than Yish, beyond Yish. That's the way that Avram Avinu paved for us, and us as B'nai Avram Avinu, every one of us goes through his Lech Lecha and his Amida B'nai Siyonis, and we should have Siyata D'Shmaya to be Oymen in them. Ein Amida Ela Tefillah Lamoid B'nai Siyon is Ein Amida Ela Tefillah Kol Echad Ve'echad Tzai B'Oifin Yochid and Tzai B'Oifin Kloli. We should be Zeichet HaKad Gein Dorch the Lech Lecha.